Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland Governor Laganesan urges all to forge ahead to create society filled with compassion and future guided by inclusivity. Chief Minister Nipurio emphasizes the importance of Dimapur's development as a catalyst for holistic development of Nagaland. Minister for Higher Education and Tourism, Temjin Imna Along, says Nagaland is suffering because literate people are not willing to work. And 8th edition of the Captain N. Kengurusse Memorial Football Tournament kicks off. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor Laganesan has urged all to forge ahead to create a society filled with compassion and our future guided by inclusivity. Speaking at an event, Inclusive India, a magic show for social inclusion of people with disabilities today at Bishop Abraham Memorial Hall Peace Center, Chumukedima, Mr. Ganesan said, "We are committed to ensuring that every citizen, irrespective of their abilities, finds equal opportunity to thrive and contribute meaningfully to our society." Mr. Ganesan said, "This campaign of the Different Arts Center Kerala, under the inspiring leadership of Gopinath Muthukat, an extraordinary magician and visionary, powerfully communicates the essence of social inclusion through the mesmerizing language of magic." The governor further said, "These magical performances remind us of an imperative truth where an inclusive society is an enriched society." During the program, Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Diethono Nakro, also gave a word of encouragement. Chief Minister Nipurio today emphasized that Jubilee celebrations are crucial opportunities to foster unity and cohesion among communities, leading to a harmonious society. Speaking on the occasion of 75th anniversary celebration of Naga Council Dimapur at DDSE Stadium, Mr. Rio said, "If Dimapur progress, Nagaland will move forward, but if there are more division and trouble in Dimapur, Nagaland will continue to struggle." Mr. Rio acknowledged the contributions of the pioneers in serving the Nagas for oneness and unity of the community and the citizens of Dimapur in particular.
"As a miniature Nagaland or as miniature India, all the communities are in Dimapur. The commercial district, the only railway head and the airway and the road that pass through Dimapur city represent highway that is going, National Highway 26, is the trans highway, trans Asian highway to Southeast Asia, highway number one."
The Chief Minister appreciated the time and efforts of the Council as they journeyed throughout the 75 years of serving the community, embracing all communities, be it Nagas or from outside Nagaland.
"For the past former President and dear colleagues, they had sown the seed of unity and their wisdom, the importance of unity, togetherness. I think this should be a beginning to strengthen NCD and also other towns or areas should also develop."
Earlier, the Chief Minister unveiled the Jubilee Monolith at Naga Council Malia Market Complex and also inaugurated the Skybridge Prayer Tower located at Old Naga Cemetery. Meanwhile, Advisor, Labour, Employment and Skill Development, Excise, Moatoshi Lunkumar, said the occasion is a reaffirmation of our identity, spirit of unity and shared vision for the future. Advisor, Tribal Affairs and Election, H. Tovihoto Ayemi, said, "Let us celebrate not only our past achievements, but also the future ahead by reaffirming our mission and strengthening the bond that holds us together as a society." Minister for Higher Education and Tourism, Temjin Imna Along, said, "Nagaland is suffering because literate people are not willing to work." The minister said this yesterday while addressing the concluding session of All Nagaland College Students' Union Collegiate Meet at Livingston Foundation International College, Dimapur. He said, "State government have only 88 departments, but there are not less than 10 to 15,000 union in the state, for which he discouraged the students to form unions and syndicate system." Mr. Along said, "Tribal students' unions in colleges should be done away with because one apex college students' union will serve the needs and purpose of all students in that particular college." With regards to student scholarship, Mr. Along advises students not to rush to Internet Cafe to fill the forms, but rather get advice from the respective teachers and professors who is in charge of that particular college. Meanwhile, MP Lok Sabha S. Supongmorin Jamir, who attended the event as a valedictory guest, emphasized the importance of harnessing the potential of Nagaland's youth to contribute to the nation's growth. Mr. Jamir highlighted the role of education in empowering students to unlock opportunities and achieve their aspirations, the importance of unity, education, and active participation in shaping the future of Nagaland. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, Air News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Greece counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis have reiterated their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. The leaders reviewed progress in a number of areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, defense, shipping, and connectivity. Dimapur Police has registered a case and arrested two individuals, namely Sengti Tungoy Awala and Chipeno Muri, to cause inquiry and ascertain the facts, taking cognizance of reports made in various social media and local news channels. A press note from Commissioner of Police Dimapur informed that during the course of inquiry, the duo admitted that they had given out loans to several individuals in lieu of certain security amount. They had executed deed of agreement on government stamp papers in the name of four unregistered societies, namely Limuko Society, Royal Society, Nikwomi Society, and Rural Society. On further inquiry, it was ascertained that these four societies were non-existent and the duo had fraudulently executed the deed of agreement, and several victims were yet to receive the loan amount after depositing the security amount. The Dimapur police further appealed to the victim of the scam to come forward and report at West Police Station, Dimapur. The 8th edition of the Captain N. Kingurusse Memorial Football Tournament, themed Bigger, Better, Bolder, kicked off with an enthralling opening ceremony at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima, today. Organized by the Indian Army and Assam Rifles under Operation Sadbhavna, the tournament commemorates the legacy of Captain N. Kingurusse, who exhibited unparalleled bravery during the Kargil War. The ceremony was presided over by Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendhankar, GOC Spear Corps, along with officials from Assam Rifles and the Nagaland Football Association. The dignitaries emphasized the tournament's significance in nurturing discipline and teamwork among young players and spectators alike. In the first match, Mez & Co. FC Kohima defeated Young Generation FC Woka with 5 goals. Altogether, 16 teams are participating in this prestigious tournament. To end the evening news, the headlines once again. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan urges all to forge ahead to create society filled with compassion and future guided by inclusivity. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo emphasizes the importance of Dimapur's development as a catalyst for holistic development of Nagaland. Minister for Higher Education and Tourism Temujin Imnalong says Nagaland is suffering because literate people are not willing to work. And 8th edition of the Captain N. Kingurusse Memorial Football Tournament kicks off. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.